This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Rising input costs, supply chain problems, a labor shortage, and unusual weather have all been challenges agriculture has been and are still dealing with in 2022. Ask what new challenges producers might be looking at moving forward. Rabobank's Steve Nicholson says we should expect a greater focus on greenhouse gases, carbon emissions, and sustainability.
There's going to be more, I hate to call it regulatory, but in a sense, regulatory structure coming back to the farm to want to get farmers to be more sustainable, that they can certify that that product they're producing is sustainable. And when you look at scope 3 emissions, a lot of that gets pointed back to the farm.
A challenge, Nicholson says, that many are already working on.
There was a poll done talking about surveying farmers, talking about climate change and all that, and it didn't show up high on their radars. But when you talk to them about soil conservation, soil health, that ranked right up there.
All this as demand for sustainability grows.
While the language may be different along that spectrum, they're all trying to get to the same place. And you're absolutely correct. It's a business opportunity. And I always say to people, you may agree or disagree, whether it's philosophically or politically or whatever, but if it's a business opportunity and it can pay dividends for you, I think you have to step back and say, maybe this is something I need to do.
Tune in tomorrow for more on upcoming challenges and how growers adjust their way of doing business.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.